Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're providing unprecedented support to ethanol, support like they've never had before. Yet the radical left in Washington wants to demolish these gains, and they frankly want to destroy your way of life. They are not for the farmer. They are not for our military. They are not for secure borders. They want open borders. They want sanctuary cities. Essentially, what they're saying is, we want crime. Now, they don't want crime, but that's what you get. When you have open borders, and by the way, just so you know, the wall is being built at a very rapid pace. We're over 100 miles now.
President Trump speaking about some of his accomplishments and also what you might get if you are going to try to make a different choice in November of this year. I keep wanting to say 2020, but it's here. I guess it's just white knuckle all the way into November. And joining us now, excited to have our new guest on here, Tana Gertz, Women for Trump Advisory Board member, joins us. Tana, thank you so much for some time on a holiday.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. You're on the advisory board for Women for Trump. Today we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I know that there is a narrative out there that Republicanism in and of itself is for the white man, the middle-aged white man. I myself am 35. I'm a millennial, have three kids that are in school still, young, 10 and under. I think this president has done great things for me, and I think that the president has done great things for people of all walks of life. Serving as a member on the advisory board for Women for Trump, what is Donald Trump doing today and in this administration for people all over the country?
Oh, my gosh. That is such a that's such a loaded question, because so much. We don't have the 2 hours to go through his scoreboard and his records of the promises made and the promises kept. He's doing so much good for the American people. And that's what kills me and absolutely just disgusts me, that the left, the Democrats, will not give this president any credit for all the amazing things that he's doing for Americans. Forget about whether you like him as a human being or whether you're left, right, independent. I don't care. But as an American, how can you not want to give kudos to somebody who's brought over 7.5 million jobs to working Americans who are now out of poverty, not depending on food stamps? I mean, the list goes on and on. And he's fighting for you, for your kids, for me, for my kids. For every listener right now, he's fighting for us, and he didn't need to do this.
Well, let me ask you this, Tana, because I think people, I've had people say to me, like, you're a woman, Annie, you're a Christian. How can you support a man like this? You've met the president. You know him on a closer level than I certainly do, or I hope to someday. But I don't understand how people can see him only through the lens that the mainstream media wants him to, that they can't ever consider an alternative reality that might exist out there about who this president is. Who is he to you?
Exactly. And, well, who is he to me? He gave me a chance 15 years ago. He cast a mother, myself, an entrepreneur, a working woman, on his show, The Apprentice. And from that experience in itself, after being on national TV for 18 weeks, learning from America's business icon, Donald Trump, he changed my life forever. I went from being an average professional speaker to being a sought-after professional speaker. He put more food on the table. He inspired my children to raise the bar. I have a daughter now who her bar is so high because she knows our president and she sees my love for him, but her bar is president's list at a college and a university studying STEM. I'm very proud of that. I'm proud that my children just don't, like, crawl underneath the bar because it's so low. No, no, no. He has a bar that is so high. Just look at his children. I know every single one of them, with the exception of Barron. He was too little when I met the family. Every single one of Donald Trump's children are poised, polished, professional, productive human beings walking the face of the earth doing amazing things. And I heard you say you're a parent. I am as well. If my children end up being drug-free, alcohol-free, not having any problems with the law, not getting into trouble, not getting arrested, not getting anyone pregnant out of wedlock, I'm telling you what, I'm going to pat myself on the shoulder and go, good job. That's Donald Trump's children.
Yeah. Let me ask you this about the Iowa caucus that's just right around the corner here. The alternatives to Donald Trump, what the Democratic Party has to offer up America, when you look at this president and everything he's accomplished or all the things that they think he hasn't accomplished, you say, okay, well, what's the alternative? It's a Joe Biden, it's a Bernie Sanders, an Elizabeth Warren, a Pete Buttigieg, maybe an Amy Klobuchar. I'm not seeing anything there that's promising to continue on the economic success that Donald Trump has had so far or expanding upon that success. What do you think the Democrats have to offer in alternative to Donald Trump?
They have nothing to offer. And I'm telling you what, I have been saying since Donald Trump came down that escalator, he was going to go for another four more years. I am telling everybody, any person that I come in contact with, they have to vote for Donald Trump because the alternative is very scary. Say goodbye to the country as we know it. Say goodbye to your 401ks. Say goodbye to being able to choose your doctors and your health care. This United States of America, as we know it, under Donald Trump, a billionaire running this country, will not look the same. As you know, the Democratic debates were here in Iowa. I was there with 20 of Trump supporters. We actually had more enthusiasm, more passion, more energy being outside in Arctic weather, freezing cold weather with like negative wind chills, than all of the candidates up on stage in a warm room inside Drake University. So besides no stamina and them all being like a big yawn and y'all want to go to sleep, push that aside. I don't care about their stamina because none of them could hold a candle to Donald Trump. And trust me, I know that because I was on the campaign trail with them for the entire time of the election. And I have a ton of energy. And this man, he ran circles around us and he did it with a smile on his face and he didn't need caffeine and he doesn't take drugs and he doesn't drink alcohol. This man did it. So our country is going to look very different if we get a Democrat in office. It will be I'm terrified of what my children will have to experience if we don't get Donald Trump reelected.
We're speaking with Women for Trump Advisory Board member Tana Gertz. You can find her on Twitter at Hey Tana. Let me ask you this, because we see what the Democrats have to offer, whether you feel as though there's a viable candidate on that side or not. The proposition of a Democratic socialist, a proud socialist, getting into the White House, it's kind of scary. So I think it's important that people don't take President Trump's reelection for granted. We've got a lot of people listening who support the president a whole lot. What is your advice of being around the president, being associated with the campaign, of what somebody listening right now in the middle of the country, what can they do to support actively Donald Trump and his reelection?
Great question, and thank you for asking it. What they can do is make sure that they tell 10 friends, that they need to go out and caucus. If there's a caucus state, if they live in a caucus state, go out and caucus for this man and make sure you vote for President Trump. You need to get 10 of your friends to do that. That's like your responsibility, your role, how you can help us. Here I am in Iowa, and a lot of people, I'm calling everybody that I know to remind them, go out and caucus. And they're like, hey, he's the president. We don't need to caucus for him. And I'm like, oh, whoa, 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 wrong. Yes, you do. I don't care that we don't have anybody else coming in. You need to go caucus because you need to be ready to rock when it's election day. A lot of people, a lot of women, Annie, think that their voice doesn't matter because they're only one vote. And I'm trying to change that perception that your vote and your voice does matter. So the best thing anybody listening can do is drag every one of your family members, if they're of age to vote, drag all of your neighbors and your friends in your circle to make sure they go out and vote for Donald Trump. Nothing is guaranteed. Hey, I was here on boots on the ground when Ted Cruz came in and pulled his shenanigans and stole the Iowa caucus from Donald Trump, saying that Dr. Ben Carson was getting out of the race when Dr. Ben Carson never said that. So I've seen shenanigans happen firsthand. We saw and we still see to this day the power of the Hillary Clinton machine. I don't put anything past the Democrats. I don't put anything past voter fraud. I don't put anything past what they're willing to do to take this president out. So our army needs to get stronger by the day, by the thousands, to ensure another four more years of this president, or we can say goodbye to this country as we know it.
Tana Gertz, great to have you on the show today. I encourage people to check out Women for Trump and follow Tana on Twitter at Hey Tana. Thank you so much for the time today. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure to speak with you as well.
Absolutely. We will be back in just a minute with some phone calls, including a guest. Jack Posobiec is going to join us. Huge Twitter following also on OAN, and he was at the Virginia rally today. And Tony Colombo is going to join us in studio also. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show for the live stream. Back in a minute.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.